Hey guys, it's Tori
and Savannah.
Today we're going to talk to you about combining your CBD with THC and the benefits that will come along with it and things that you'll just generally learn.
And random things that we typically say throughout most episodes.
So anyways, this week will be the first time that we have incorporated CBD along with our THCs.
It's been almost a full week now.
Normally, we are strictly THC consumers. Hello.
You hear our cat? Our cat is making a special appearance. This is Dabby.
As always, it's normally one of them. So anyways, how has it benefited you and what have you learned? Just yourself as far as medicating.
Before we got the amazing sponsors that we have now, which are Plain Jane and also Grassroots, for the amazing CBD products that we got, I've only ever tried CBD I don't know how to explain it other than out of gas stations.
Low grade CBD.
Yeah, not where you'd get medical marijuana and typically places where it's legit.
Educated on it.
Right. So the first couple of times that I've tried it, I didn't see any benefit of it or anything. And so I was just okay, well, maybe it just doesn't work for me. Well, that's only because I never tried it. So after I tried real quality. Yeah. I will say that it does help us conserve our regular weed a lot longer, which, depending on if you're going through things, especially now with the coronavirus, it's getting harder for people to find, THC to medicate. So,
CBD is great for your immune system. And
exactly. It has all these good things.
Medical benefits.
Just in the 1 week that we've increased our CBD and our THC consumption, I'm not having as much back pain. My mental clarity is tremendously improved because I live with a lot of anxiety and I let things get to me. And I've noticed a big difference in that for the most part. Second, it helps with my back pain and also it helps me just wind down more at night. Over the past week, we've increased the CBD, so we'll typically, sometimes smoke our real joint or real blunt before bed or throughout the day if, just something.
Real meaning THC. Because,
right, right.
THC, CBD, we understand they are all marijuana. But what did it say earlier?
Chemical cousins.
Chemical cousins. So I'd say for the past week, we have almost strictly stuck to consuming only CBD until later in the evening, once we're winding down or before bed. I have found that I'm still getting the same pain alleviations. I'm still getting stress relief. Clear-headedness, without getting that high or that couch lock. For us, we generally steer clear of sativas. So any CBDs that we have experienced, they have been hybrids. But I haven't found myself, getting couch lock or, of course, I'm getting munchies. But we're not weeding out weed completely. So
No.
Of course we're still getting munchies, but it's nowhere near. And I haven't done my research on that as far as CBD, but I do know that there are certain strains that will help with your appetite.
Oh yeah.
And not that we need help with our appetite, but I'm saying medically if someone is out there trying to just steer clear of, even if it's just nausea,
Yeah.
If you're somebody that's, has trouble gaining weight.
So if you look into it, it basically explains that, CBD and THC are chemical compounds. THC gets you high and also has these other therapeutic values, such as mood elevating. Yeah, psychedelic. While CBD is more of the medicinal thing. So, most stoners out there, they smoke, you know, marijuana with THC, you know, to medicate and for medicinal purposes.
And you're smoking, and as soon as you get that head high, you automatically, you're like, okay, I'm high. You're not always thinking about, like, oh, shit, I immediately just felt that nerve pain in my lower back loosen up. Or I felt, like, my shoulders drop and, like, you know, relief of stress. Like, if you carry shoulders and you're stressed, like, I do really bad. Or just general stress. You're not getting, it's like the head high is not, and you're still getting a head change. But it's not, it's more of, like, clarity.
Right.
Compared to a high with THC. So with that mental clarity, I feel like I have always consumed THC. But it wasn't up until this past week that I have learned, just with medicating with both, the benefits.
Oh, yeah. Because as everybody knows, all regular marijuana that contains THC has some CBD in it. We're talking that we're strictly consuming CBD flower and CBD tincture oil. So the milligrams of CBD that we're consuming into our body have gone up significantly in the past week. So these are the benefits we're talking about prior to just using strictly THC stuff. So just to clarify any confusion that might have been
yesterday, there. Yesterday, we did a strictly CBD Sunday up until our
bedtime blunt.
Yeah.
Well, I say bedtime blunt, but we've recently switched to joints after being mainly blunt people for the longest amount of times. And that has a lot to do with, like, we got sent a huge sponsorship package from Raw, so it had tons of Raw rolling papers and cones and different things. So we tried them out, and the amount that we cough has gone down. It's not near as hard in our throat.
We've also recently switched to Hempwick, so we're not inhaling that butane. We're not getting that that burning sensation on our throat. More so Savannah. I have, not just with research, but I've learned personally just medicating with both the benefits that it has brought to me. And like I said, the mental clarity that it brings, it allows me to see what it is that I am medicating and why I medicate. Speaking of those who aren't able to consume THC that are randomly drug tested, or just if it is a personal decision, I know that my mom is a nurse and she can't, so something like this, you know, it's not that she's against smoking THC. It's just that she can't because of her profession. But having this on hand, I've been able to offer it to her without her having to fear of having THC in her system if she were to get dropped at work. The change that I saw within her was not only immediate, but extreme. I mean, you go from, like, consuming yourself with, like, stress, and she has what I call her stress corner, where all of her bills are and where she charges her phone, and she just kind of stands over there in that corner, and it's a counter in her kitchen, and she just kind of stands there a lot and really stresses out. And I was like, Mom, look, I got some really great high-quality products. They're very trustworthy. And I feel very confident in you medicating with them. And I showed her the packaging. And, of course,
we had to do some convincing to let her know that it wasn't THC
this,
weed.
This was no trick. Like, I'm not trying to just get you lit. Like, I genuinely, truly believe that everyone deserves to medicate, whether that's with CBD or THC. So she did. She took a couple of hits off of a CBD joint, and that's when, what?
It was just like.
I don't know what. All the I don't pressure know what strain it been, was.
Oh, that one. It was the Plain Jane. It was one of the Plain Jane pre-roll joints that we were sent, which we were also sent Twax ones, which we'd recommend those, but that's for another video. So it was one of those. And she also tried, I think, some of the tincture oil under her tongue. And she just came and chilled in the room with us, was hanging out, and was, you know, such in a good mood. And Tori was like, "So, Mom, how are you feeling?" And she was like,
"Relaxed."
Yeah, that's all she said, relax.
And I, like, I didn't hear from her for, like, 5-10 minutes. And I go to let the dog in or out, and she's sitting outside on her screened-in porch, just chilling, like, elbows on her knees, just, like, no phone in hand, just strictly contemplating, like, just chilling, just thinking, like, clear-headedly thinking, not stressing, not overthinking, not in her stress corner, chilling, all good vibes. So, I was stoked. Like, it's not, you know, again, I've seen my mom high, I've got my mom high. My mom was smoking before I was even in this fucking world. So, again, it's not that she doesn't like it. It's not that she doesn't, she chooses not to. It's that she can't because of her job. So, that has offered her quite a bit of relief. And we also received a pack of CBD. They look just like cigarettes. They have a filter just like a cigarette. And it is a much lower percent CBD. So, it's definitely for like a microdose.
Right, it's highly recommended for people who, it's not tobacco in any way, it's looks just like a cigarette, but it's filled with CBD flower instead, like Tori said, a low dose, so it's meant a lot to help people who do smoke cigarettes, help them not only wean down their use of tobacco and all those nasty chemicals, but you're not obviously smoking marijuana or CBD flower when somebody sees you doing that. You are using something that looks like a cigarette, so it's good use for being outside in public and being that, like her mom was already nervous consuming the CBD flower, so something like this.
The fact that it looks just like her own cigarettes.
Yeah.
Is a little easier on her mind. There's only one gone though, so it's not like she's like smoking it up. She'll literally like just take a couple hits off of it and put it out. So there's our cat again. Everyone say hi to Dabby. She's in heat.
Yep.
So it'll be her featured in this commercial or this commercial. Well, I'll be son of a bitch. That CBD joint. Yeah, it's Dabby in this one, not Molly. Normally it's Molly. Molly's out on the screen-in porch enjoying these birds chirping today. Speaking of birds chirping, how long do you think this coronavirus shit is gonna... I'm sick of even calling it a coronavirus. I just want to call it like a government...
Government-funded blackout panic? I don't know, like...
It's not affected me at all.
No. Other than the comedy skit we witnessed in the parking lot at Walmart the other day, the main things that are affecting us in our area is it's hard to find certain things in grocery stores, but we're not under quarantine as of yet, at least in our area. I know a lot of places are under mandatory or the mandatory one, but where you just do it. Just to be on the safe side, like Koala Puffs did. Hey, Koala Puffs, we love you.
Hey. And your mom, too.
But anyway, the voluntary quarantine that, you know, a lot of people are doing for safety. And I think it's very important for, like, the older folks that are more immune to get this and actually see the bad things that about this virus. And the ones that are passing away, you know, they need to be safe. For sure. But the survival
ways... The ones that are passing away need to be safe. No, sure.
If you know what I mean, guys. You know.
The first thing I always think of when I'm passing away is I need to be careful. Because I might die if I'm not careful. Yeah,
you might.
If I'm dying and I'm not careful, I might die. And the thought of that is terrifying.
But what I was getting at was the survival rate for the coronavirus is 99.3%. So like Tori mentioned, you're more likely to die from romaine lettuce than you are from the coronavirus. Some fucking
E. coli.
However, I'm not saying that this is not a dangerous virus. It is killing a lot of people.
I just don't believe it. But I don't believe anything the government has to say. Conveniently, you're telling me that when a bunch of people are getting back returns, taxable returns, and I say this loosely, people that don't typically have money are getting money in their hands. And then you're telling these said people, you not only have to stay in your home, but your kids are staying home.
We're going to run out of toilet paper. You better buy.
And you need to get stock up on your essentials and not leave home again. So what are these people doing? They're going out, spending that money that they just got from H&R Block. And then they're going straight home to lock themselves in to do what? Online fucking shop. It's... You got me fucked up. I am not spending my money, my tax money, back into the government. I'll be damned. I'd rather lose it. I'd rather burn it. I'd rather give it away. If I know that person's not. So, yeah, screw that. I'd rather donate it and then write it off on my next tax return. How about that? And then the comedy that it brought with it, and people were really thinking they were going to get that $1,000 check. Trump's really going to write everyone a $1,000 check.
Okay, like...
Trump ain't writing you shit.
People, open your eyes. They're just trying to hide something else that worse that is happening and making you think that, oh my God, we're all going to die. It's the end of the world. It's the coronavirus.
We have to have milk to survive.
Yeah. And this is why we talk about stuff like this on our podcast, because it's more uncut and, like, stuff that could touch a lot of people's nerves.
It's an opinion, and this is my opinion. I do not believe that it has to be yours, and I also respect yours if you have a different one than I do. This is a topic that I love to sit down and chat about. Savannah knows. She does not. So it's not something we generally talk about. It's not a topic of ours, but it is a topic that I'm interested in, and the government conspiracies and theories and creating masks to hide what's really happening in the government from the general public, and just distractions. And it's comical to me because I'm not living any differently. I understand some people are, and I'm sorry. And I understand that socialization for some people is a must and allows them to thrive and gives them, you know, that positive energy that they need to get through the day.
But on the other hand, I've been training for this my entire life. Social isolation, staying away from people. Okay, no problem there. You got it for me. Don't got to ask me twice. But Tori, on the other hand, like, you know, we could be in the house one or two days. By day three, she's going to start going stir crazy. And even if it's going to the fucking grocery store to buy a gallon of milk, it gives her that interaction she needs. And for me, I have to mentally prepare myself. Okay, we're going to the grocery store in 4 hours. You're going to see people, Savannah. It's going to be okay. And that's something I'm working on. CBD is helping. And the last time it got really awkward for me is actually when we went to this head shop a couple of weeks ago, and all of a sudden it got super, super busy in this one section of the store, and there was like 17 people in there, and I got real awkward. And I got awkward at the wrong second, because when I said, oh my God, like meaning like, oh my God, get me out of here, there's so many people, it was right as I turned and looked at this woman in a wheelchair. So it came off like I was saying, oh my God, to the woman in the wheelchair, and I totally wasn't. And I didn't even notice that until we left the store. And Tori was like, so what was wrong with the woman in the wheelchair? And I was like, no, it was just so awkward because there's so many people in there. So, but yeah, I rambled off there for a second.
And then they wouldn't let her in the, like, because the one that we went to, the glass section is separate. So they wouldn't let her back. They recognized me and let me back there. And then they wouldn't let Savannah back there and had the audacity to ID her. Well, this little bitch is how much older than me?
7.5 years older than you.
So I'm going to fucking say something like, yo, let my grandma back here with me. I mean, don't fuck with me. Like, I come here and I drop, I drop coins. So don't get in the way of me and my coin dropping. But seriously, you're going to let me back there because you recognize me. Whole time, my wife, who's 7 fucking years older, is outside like a child. Nope. I stuck my head out that thing. I said, Savannah, where are you? She said, they won't let me in. I said, well, I'll be son of a bitch. And then I'm coming out. Because if you can't come in, what the fuck am I in here for? Daycare?
Because I had the wallet in my hand. I'm like, well.
So, anyways, I truly believe that it is beneficial, as far as medicating goes, to combine THC and CBD. Just to kind of sum up what we talked about. We got a little off topic, but fuck it.
It happens.
It does.
So, thanks for listening. We are now on Snapchat. So, if you're on Snapchat, make sure you follow us. The Snapchat name is at It's Stoner Chicks. ITS Stoner Chicks. I know that sounds weird, but I could not do Stoner Chicks or Stoner Chicks page. So I had to kind of play around with the wordplay a little bit. So make sure you follow us on there. And we're also, as always, still on Instagram and Facebook. Stoner Chicks, affiliate sisterhood of Talk and Toke. So thanks for listening. Subscribe, listen, share, all that good fun stuff. And make sure you increase your CBD and your THC, especially if it's for medicinal purposes. See you later. Bye.
Laters.